You are listening to Capital FM. That was... Is Capital FM even a... It is, isn't it? It's still a thing, isn't it? It's not one of those ones that they stopped having. You know, they've stopped having a load of radio stations. You know. Is Capital one of them? Hang on, I'm going to Google it. Going to Google that. Morning, everyone. Hang on. What shall I Google? Does Capital... No, I'll just Google Capital FM, won't I? Capital FM. Capital FM. Yes, it is still... Yeah. Capital FM still exists, and on air now is Capital Breakfast with Roman Kemp. Fair play. Fair play, Roman. From one breakfast DJ to another, I can respect that. Think of this not as a diss, Roman, but as like one goalkeeper applauding another goalkeeper for a good save at the far end of the pitch, because no one else can know what it's like to be us, right? I'm Neville Southall, you're Bruce Grobbelaar, by which I mean I'm wonderful and you are, you know, a dodgy show-off. No offence, Roman. No offence. The songs that I've played so far were Where's My Jumper by Sultans of... Where's Me Jumper by Sultans of Ping FC. Actually, it's interesting because I sometimes, when I'm texting, accidentally, sort of not in a conscious way, rather. Like, it's not an accident. Like, it's not a typo, but it's not in a conscious... it's not a conscious attempt to sound linguistically northern. Like, on the Barnsley... on the Barnsley FC forums, quite often, people write out phonetic spellings of local vernacular. So they write it out, and you would read it. And if you read it, then you'd read it. Like, if you read it out loud, you'd hear words in a Barnsley accent, but it would make little sense to you if you were uninitiated, right? And that's not what I'm doing when I occasionally accidentally... write me instead of my. It's just that's how my head works. What a world. Before that was Daylight by Matt and Kim, and before that was I'll Follow You Into the Dark by Death Cab for Cutie, and before that was The Night That Minnie Timpoli Died by Pulp. Right, so there we go. Four songs back to back. Big Monday, guys. Big Monday. I'm getting a skip, I think. It depends if I can get enough people to come and help me fill the skip, because I'm going to do a wait and load. I don't want to swing it about, but I'm going to do a wait and load, which is where, well, I'm sure you can work it out, actually. The skip waits for you to load it, and you load it, and then it goes away. When I say that the skip waits for you to load it, it's not a sentient... vessel. It's a skip on the back of a lorry, and a person drives the lorry with the skip on it to where you want it, and then they pop it on the ground and you fill it, and then they hoist it back up onto the truck, and then they trundle off. But there's a lot. Oh, brother, sister, father, mother, niece, nephew, uncle, auntie. Have I done all the relatives there? I don't know. It's hardly any. Son, daughter, grandma, granddad, that can't constitute radio, just naming types of relatives. Anyway, the point is, there's a lot of stuff to go in the skip, and it can only wait for 45 minutes, max 1 hour. And if it's just me, then in the space of time allotted, I will have put one bag in the skip, and then I'd have had a breather. Anyway, that's what's going on with me. I'm getting a skip. I'm yet to have a coffee, so probably three long songs now in which I'll have a coffee, and then, like I say, I've not had a coffee, so, yes! Oh, hang on, I've got to pause it. LCD Sound System, they're a little-known band that I've basically discovered and introduced to the UK. That was a song called I Can Change. And before that was Cyberbully Mom Club Cyberbully Mom Club with a song called Drunk Text Romance. Before that was I'm Just a Prisoner, open brackets, of your good loving. Don't think there's a G on the end of loving. Hang on, just double check it. Cost nothing, does it, to be thorough? Yes, I'm correct. There's no G. There's just an apostrophe after the N. Loving. Close brackets. And that's by Clarence Carter from the album Patches. Before that was Psychic City by Yacht. So, well done. Well done, music. Good on you. Good on you. Oh, sorry. Slightly distracted. I wasn't going to play back-to-back whackers there, but I was drinking my coffee and a bit went down the wrong pipe at a crucial moment, so I popped on that last jam to cover up some choking. Let's see what they're playing on Capitol, because I'm sure I can get a live well, I don't want to play it because I think that's probably naughty, but I would like to know what they're playing. Hang on. Capitals. Oh, whoops-a-daisy. I don't want to play Capital, do I? That's naughty. So they have... right. Okay. Oh, this is interesting. So they have just played Freaky Friday by Lil Dicky featuring Chris Brown. Okay. Let's have a listen to that, shall we? Freaky Friday. I mean, if it's anything like the film, I'm going to love this.
Lil Dicky. Ooh. I woke up Chris Breezy.
I mean, it starts off with him saying Lil Dicky, and then I'm on board. It's mean though, isn't it, just to play music that's being played on another station and sneer at it. I mean, also, I might enjoy that song. Hang on, I'll skip it to about halfway through. Got no choice but to turn this beat sideways. F me, Lil Dicky. You're speaking my kind of truth. Hang on.
I'm in Chris Brown's body.
I'm in Chris Brown's body. Oh my God, I think I'm going to play this song because I think it tells a story of Lil Dicky and Chris Brown swapping bodies. Hang on a second. Hang on.
Lil Dicky. I woke up Chris Breezy. Oh my God, I'm the man. I'm so fly and I can dance. There's tattoos on my neck. I just FaceTime Kanye. I told him I'm his biggest fan, yeah. Got all these hoes in my DM. Hold up. Holy shit, I got a kid.
Sorry about that swearing. But, I mean, I'm quite enjoying this.
I can sing so.
Oh, what?
Wait, did I really see the N-word?
No. Whoa.
Big ups, my nigga. We are my nigga. You bougie ass nigga. Man, fuck y'all niggas.
I mean, how are they playing this on Capitol? What? Guys, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Go on then. Is that a bit more?
Nigga.
Oh, Jesus Christ, mate. Oh, my God. No, thank you. Right. I'm going to put some REM on as a palate cleanser. I mean, I've read the rest of the lyrics of that now, and it was... It's pretty full on. It's pretty full on stuff. There's a bit of effing. There's a bit. I mean, there's an absolute. There's a surfeit of jeffing. But there is also this couplet. Hang on. Hang on, where was it? I'm trying to find myself like an introspective monk. I'm balling on the court. Oh my God, I can dunk. It's a seductive rhyme, isn't it? Monk and dunk. I mean, imagine a monk who can dunk. Are you talking about? Are you talking about the dunking monk? I am. That was R.E.M. with Sweetness Follows. Hearing that song reminds me of my past. And so does this. In fact, all music I've ever heard before reminds me of my past. I'm going to play Mike Snow. Well, I don't know how to say this, but it's spelled M-I-I-K-E Snow. And this is called Archipelago from the album Happy to You. Now, I am... Oh, I've not even said hello, really, have I? My name is Daniel Kitson. Hello, and you're listening to Resonance FM. Hello. Hello. And I do live shows. I'm a comedian and, storyteller. Ooh, thank you. And hang on, what's this just come in? Playwright. Uh-oh. I'm a playwright, guys. I am. I mean, obviously, first and foremost, I'm a DJ. That's clear from how I drive this desk. I drive it like a muffer. Anyway, my point is, this song, this M-I-I-K-E Snow song, comes from an album that we use as house music. Now, I don't want to absolutely bamboozle you with lingo at just before 7:45 in the morning when you're trying to enjoy your... Rice Krispies, maybe? I mean, if you're eating Rice Krispies, good on you. Who says that you have to move with the times? Of course, if you're a child eating Rice Krispies, then you make the most of it, because there will come a time in your life where a combination of factors, namely your maturing palate, your increasing awareness of health concerns, and just sort of breakfast fashion, will drive you away from Rice Krispies and into something that at the moment will be absolutely unimaginable to you as being even close to delicious. So enjoy your Rice Krispies while you can. They do make a noise. You're right, they do make a noise. I know. Anyway, my point is, this album, we used it as house music when me and Tim Key were doing a show at the Old Vic called Tree, and Tim absolutely hated this album. So there you go. That's a little bit of backstory for the music. Hope you enjoy your Rice Krispies, and I hope you enjoy Archipelago by M-I-I-K-E Snow. You are, you are listening to Resonance FM. It is 38 seconds past 8 o'clock on a Monday morning. I hope you've got your trousers on, because it's time to go to work and or school. And if you don't wear trousers, I hope you've got an equivalent garment to disguise your nudity, because people can't handle each other's bodies. Good morning. Oh no, I've got my shoelace snagged on my wheelie chair. Oh, my foot's stuck to my chair. Oh, broadcasting is an almost constant faff, right? Anyway, that was Nobody Dies by, again, I'm not sure how to say this. It's spelled T-H-A-O. Tau? Tau. I'm guessing that's a hard T sound, but I might be wrong. Anyway, it's T-H-A-O and the Get Down, Stay Down with Nobody Dies, which I hadn't heard before, and I enjoyed very much, actually. And I don't think it's just the fact that I'm ripped off me nut on Cough Cough. Hey, if there's any kids listening, I was going to say, I nearly said then, if there's any kids listening, which is a word that should exist for children who are... No, or indeed anyone, actually, who are listening to a lesson. Listening. I was really listening. Huh? It's good, actually. No, actually, it is. Thank you. And before that was Dashboard by Modest Mouse, and before that was Archipelago by the other people whose name I can't spell. This shoelace is really going to do my nut in. It's, hang on. I dealt with it. Well, I guess I'm going to play some more music. I've got very little to say, really. Let's have a look if I've made any notes of stuff to talk about. I mean, all I've got written down here is I poured my coffee down the wrong hole. That was about 40 minutes ago. If you're just tuning in, that's what you've missed out on. I'm going to play Armchair Anarchist by Kingmaker. I haven't heard this for, I don't know, maybe 20 years. Oh, let's see if it still feels good in my ears or if it feels like rubbish. Shall we find out, everyone? Come on, everyone, let's find out. Oh, I faded it down. Oh, there's nothing more embarrassing. It feels like the audio equivalent of asking someone for a high five and them not noticing, but everyone else seeing it. That's what it feels like. Oh, it's not at the start of the song. Hang on. Oh, Christ. I mean, it's my own fault for thinking, well, I won't play four in a row because then I can say that it's 8 o'clock, which is vaguely professional, you know, to announce the top of the hour, because that's when some people wake up. They're like, oh, morning, oh, 8 o'clock, up we get. Of course, I've been up since six doing my press-ups. I do 60 press-ups during every song. That's why I'm so ripped. If you don't believe I'm ripped, Google me. My name is Big Captain Ripped. Right, let's have another crack at playing this. Just write an end to your song, mate. Don't fade it out like an absolute plonker when you... Oh, come on. Absolutely nauseating stuff. The thing about me and the way that I play music on the radio is I will put things up against each other and you'll be like, oh, mama. In anyone else's hands, that would be a clunky gear shift. But with this guy driving the decks, it's a smooth ride. I'm getting a smooth ride on Resonance FM. Right, so that was Into Your Arms by The Lemonheads from a long time ago. I've got a memory of me and Drew McKinley at high school singing that song. And I can't sing. I don't have a good singing voice. But the great thing about singing that song is if you do it quite timidly, it fits the vibe of the song. And we were singing that in the school theatre at, I believe, a lunchtime. It was in the same room that I met my my best friend throughout school and university, Sam Taplin, and we'd come from different middle schools because our high school was fed by two separate middle schools, one in Sisset and one in Kirkburton. And he came from Kirkburton Middle School and I came from Sisset Middle School. And we'd both heard that in the other middle school there was a boy who was equally interested in magic, because I was really into magic as a teenage boy, and so was he. And this was pre-Potter, so we were into, you know, card and coin close-up manipulation, that sort of thing. I'm talking about the Elmsley Count. I'm talking about a riffle shuffle. I'm talking about a French drop. I'm talking about a thumb tip. Anyway, we met each other in the theatre. Like, the theatre was just a big open space. It did have theatre lights in it, but it also had a carpet, and it's where a lot of people hung out at lunchtime. And I think what happened was he came up to me and he said, I hear that you like magic. And I said, yeah, I do. And he said, what sort of stuff do you do? And I said, you know, just cards and coins. And he said, oh, what, like this? And did a trick with a coin that blew my dick off. I'm sorry about that, guys. I'm sorry about having to say that when you're probably eating your breakfast and maybe you're having a lovely a lovely plate of dicks. But it's the only way to describe what happened. This trick absolutely blew my mind. Oh, it turns out there's another way. Sorry about that. Anyway, it absolutely bamboozled me. But I didn't want him to know that. And so I was just like, yeah, yeah, that sort of thing is what I do. And I had no idea how he did it. Anyway, a little glimpse into my personality there. I'm not sure I come out of it smelling of roses. Weird story for me. Weird story for me to tell, that one, really, in retrospect. And before the Lemonheads was Beat Is Happening by Chicks on Speed. And before that was It's Gonna Take an Airplane by Destroyer. And before that was Tamed, but it's like an acronym, T.A.M.E.D. And that was the It's by Mount Kimby, but that was the UFO remix by Ellen Alien. I don't think you probably pronounce it Alien because it's got two L's in it. But I'm not going to try and say it again because I stutter most badly on open mouth vowel sounds. And that person has two names, both of which begin with a vowel. So no, thank you. I won't be saying his or her name ever again. So that's that. That's you up to date on all of that. Oh, and before that was Kingmaker with Armchair Anarchist. But I think I told you that I was going to do that before I did it, so I don't have to tell you that I did it after I did it, because I told you I was going to do it before I did it. That's the way that radio works, guys, and by this stage, I shouldn't have to explain that to you, okay? Yeah. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. So that was Debaser by The Pixies. It's not The Pixies, is it? Is it just Pixies? Anyway, don't tell me. Don't tell me. I don't know. I don't want you to tell me. No, it's not that I don't want to know. It's that I don't want you to tell me. So that was that. And before that was 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton. Before that was I Don't Do Dirty Work, Sucker. Spelled S-U-C-K-A, and that was by Angie Reed. Was it Angie Reed? Yeah, Angie Reed. I'd not heard that before. Quite enjoyed it. Well, when it started, I was like, oh, this is going to be absolutely filthy. But fortunately, it felt quite filthy, I think, as a song, but it was largely implicit with the groove. And obviously the other finger-licking stuff was sort of definitely nudging towards filth rather than KFC, I think, but it was never explicit, so I don't actually have to apologise for that one, which is always a joy. And before that was Look at What the Light Did Now by Little Wings, and before that was The High Road by Broken Bells. That song, Look at What the Light Did Now, I was listening to that when I was parked in my friend Edwina's car in Melbourne, watching the sun set. And I was parked outside of the Northcote Town Hall, where I was about to do the first show of a show called Polyphony, which was not, and this is a bit of a technical term, and so you might not quite get what I mean, but it was not ready. I had not finished it. I'd worked very hard on it, but it was a show that involved 20 people having to press play on a tape player at the same time, and I hadn't been able to practice it, because to practice it I would have had to have had 20 people, and I didn't have 20 people. I don't have 20 people even now. Employees. I mean, obviously I've got 20 people captive in my dungeon. Who hasn't got at least 20 downstairs? Anyway, what happened was a very nice, relatively elderly, I'd say early 60s, lady and a man with her, who I took to be her husband due to their vibe, were walking along towards the town hall where I was going to do the show. And I was sitting in the car listening to that song thinking, this show's going to be tricky. And they saw me and they were so excited. And they were like, we're going to come and see your show now. And I felt so bad. I felt like I had I'd let them down in a big, big way. So, nice to hear that one again. Nice to bring that memory flooding back. So that is, it is now 12 minutes to 9. Uh-oh! 12 minutes to 9. I'm going to play, I guess, 3 more songs. I might not do any more talking. Might do, though. Might not. That's my prerogative, baby. Innit? But if I don't do any more talking, have a lovely day. I hope you've enjoyed your press-ups and your Rice Krispies. And tread softly, for you tread on my dreams. All right? Good on you. That was Losing My Edge by LCD Sound System. Before that was TKO by La Tigra. And there is still no news on the new Barnsley manager. All right, see you tomorrow.